friends, thank you for joining me outside in this beautiful spring weather. There are a few things that I want you to consider, and I want you to think about how you would answer. So imagine if an employer came up to you and he offered you a really great job. And then as you had this conversation and you were talking about what you're going to do and where the work is going to be and kind of some of these other details, and then you get to that nitty-gritty question where you ask, so how much am I going to be paid? And then the employer says, nothing. Not at all. I'm not going to pay you anything. I want you simply to just be grateful for the job that you're going to get. I'm not going to pay you anything. Would you take the job? Maybe you would, but your husband or your wife or your kids or maybe everyone would kill you and would say, what are you thinking? How can you possibly take a job that pays nothing? Now suppose that you have your children and you're working hard in your house to keep it clean, to take care of things, to cook for them, to clean for them, to educate them, to do all these things, and not once do they say thank you? Never. Not at all. Maybe some of you already live that reality. I know sometimes it feels like I do, although I have to accept that they are grateful. What would that be like? Would you like that type of lifestyle? Do you want those types of kids? Kids that not once say thank you? No, not at all. That would be a terrible thing. That would be like living a purgatory. Now imagine that you are married and you are doing everything possible for your spouse, and they simply never say thank you. They ignore the things that you do. They just receive and receive and receive, and they never give back. Again, some of you are living in marriages like this, but it's an awful experience. What about in our relationship with God? Sometimes people say, no, we should serve God gratefully and not expect anything in return. And in fact, the idea of expecting a reward to some of you is offensive. But if you paid attention to your answer to the first three examples, that it's reasonable to expect a return, a reward, a thank you. So it is with God. If God wants us to be grateful to Him, shouldn't God be grateful to us? If He's asking this same thing, if it's a holy thing to be grateful, doesn't it make sense to expect that God will also be grateful? It's like when Peter is having this conversation with Jesus and he said, we've left everything to follow you. What will there be for us? And Jesus doesn't say, how dare you ask for a reward? You should be grateful that I'm allowing you to be a disciple. No, Jesus answers him and gives him a clear response. Now, some of you and people will often criticize St. Peter and they'll say, how could he? How selfish? Well, my theory on that is that you have not left everything to follow Christ. You've given him only 10%. You've given him maybe 1% of your time. And that's why you don't really expect a return, because you haven't really given that much. So not much has been invested. So it doesn't bother you if God doesn't reward you. But if you had left everything to follow Jesus, you'd be a little bit anxious about what will you have. What will you get in return? My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary, and today we are in day 13 in this journey into purgatory, and today we are praying for those in purgatory that had a devotion to the souls in purgatory. So I'm presuming we're praying for who we will be. One day we will be in purgatory, and we will be this special and unique group, and I want to put it in the context of what will there be for us. For those of us that subscribe to this channel, and those of us that have a devotion to the souls in purgatory, and we've set ourselves aside for maybe other devotions, what reward will there be for us? And the God who wants us to be grateful, will He not be grateful? And so in asking this question, I tried to think, what would Jesus tell us? When we get to the gates of heaven, how will He thank us? Will He say anything? Or will He simply say, nope, I'm not going to say thank you. I want you to say thank you, but I'm not going to say thank you. I don't think so. So today I want to go to a beautiful source, because today we are around 40 days out from Divine Mercy Sunday. So I want to use this beautiful book, Diary of Divine Mercy, as a source to understand what Jesus would tell us who had a devotion to the souls in purgatory. So sit back and listen. We would be included in this group. Today, bring to me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy, since praying for the souls in purgatory is an act of spiritual mercy, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and entered most deeply into my spirit. They are living images of my compassionate heart. These souls will shine with a special brightness in the next life. Not one of them will go into the fire of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death. And later on, he would speak like this to us in conversation of the merciful God with a soul striving after perfection, which is you and I. So listen, I am pleased with your efforts, O soul aspiring for perfection, but why do I so often see you sad and depressed? Tell me, my child, what is the meaning of this sadness and what is its cause? Lord, the reason for my sadness is that in spite of my sincere resolutions, I fall again into the same faults. I make resolutions in the morning, but in the evening I see how much I have departed from them. Jesus responds, you see, my child, what you are of yourself. The cause of your falls is that you rely too much upon yourself and too little upon me. But let this not sadden you so much. You are dealing with the God of mercy, which your misery cannot exhaust. Remember, I did not allot only a certain number of pardons. Later on, he says, my child, know that the greatest obstacles to holiness are discouragement and an exaggerated anxiety. These will deprive you of the ability to practice virtue. All temptations united together ought not to disturb your interior peace, not even momentarily. Sensitiveness and discouragement are the fruits of self-love. You should not become discouraged, but strive to make my love reign in place of your self-love. Have confidence, my child. Do not lose heart in coming for pardon, for I am always ready to forgive you. As often as you beg for it, you glorify my mercy. My child, life on earth is a struggle indeed, a great struggle for my kingdom. But fear not, because you are not alone. I'm always supporting you. So lean on me as you struggle, fearing nothing. Take the vessel of trust and draw from the fountain of life for yourself, but also for other souls, especially such as are distrustful of my goodness. My friends, I think it's clear that God will acknowledge the mercy we have had for the souls in purgatory, and he gladly extends this mercy to you and I. So for those of us that pray for the souls in purgatory, be encouraged. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Persevere in this journey in purgatory. If this content has added value to your life, please hit that like button so it could spread to as many people as possible. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow in day 14.